This is the Kingdom Meditation, which is a version of the Kingdom Exercise from the Spiritual Exercises of Ignatius. And this is Sarah Broscombe's version, drawing on David Fleming SJ's version and interpretation. After I have accepted God's loving gaze upon me, I offer my whole self to God. Then I recall Jesus accepting God's loving gaze on himself as he moved around his homeland, walking and preaching and healing and eating and sleeping. Now I ask God for what I want. Here I want to be the kind of person who will hear when Jesus calls, not holding back, but full of the desire to follow him and persevere at his side. A meditation in two parts. Part one. Imagine our present world with all its problems and needs and hopes. Perhaps one area of need stands out to you particularly. Now imagine that someone emerges with a hope, a plan, a way of putting things right. They have all the qualities needed to make this work. They have the vision and the realism to see it through. Use your imagination to see this person, what they look like, their clothes, their demeanor. See them as they go about their life. What is their plan? What is their project? How are they going to go about it? They demonstrate everything that inspires you to follow them. Can you say what those gifts are? Can you imagine following them, working with them, even though the situation will lead to hardship? You wonder what kind of person could reject this inspiring leader, and who will join you in following them. Part two. If that leader could attract me so, how much more could Jesus attract me? I let my imagination take me into the towns and villages Jesus moved through, the synagogues, the roads he walked. Now I imagine him seated with his disciples. They sit on a hill. Look at them. What did they see in Jesus that inspires them to follow him? Then look at Jesus himself. Take in how he looks, how he holds himself, the look in his eyes, the tone of his voice. Could you be drawn to this man? What qualities would Jesus need to have for you to be inspired? what would his project have to be to catch your imagination? What does he dream that has the power to ignite your soul? Listen to him now. What would he say that could inspire you to want to give him your loyalty? What would make you decide to go with him and share his burdens and joys, his triumphs and failures? What would make you stand with him no matter what? And this is from David Fleming, SJ's paraphrase. Those who are of great heart and are set on fire with zeal to follow Jesus, eternal King and Lord of all, will not only offer themselves entirely to labour for such a mission, but will act against anything which would make their response less total. Those who are of great heart and are set on fire with zeal to follow Jesus, eternal King and Lord of all, will not only offer themselves entirely to labour for such a mission, but will act against anything which would make their response less total. And you are invited again into a time of colloquy to speak with Jesus as a friend about anything which has come up for you in this time of reflection. And I close by reading The Kingdom by R.S. Thomas. It's a long way off, but inside it there are quite different things going on. Festivals at which a poor man is king and the consumptive is healed. Mirrors in which the blind look at themselves and love looks at them back. And industry is for mending the bent bones and the minds fractured by life. It's a long way off, but to get there takes no time, and admission is free if you will purge yourself of desire and present yourself with your need only and the simple offering of your faith. Green as a leaf.